2024, I got an email. And I went in that email and I had this big, long survey about we may want to start films in your area. And she wanted pictures, she wanted information, how many people would be available. And I thought to myself, this is a two-hour service. And I called the judge and the mayor, and they said, we got to do it. And I said, let's just get together and make a call to this person. Because I thought that's a little 2 hours sit behind it. So we call, and we're talking to her, and we may have done this by Zoom. I don't really remember, but I remember the touch of America, you know. And she was telling us about this and that. And I think, I don't know when this will ever work. And she wasn't in the room, but she's on the air running up. And I said, guys, I got this. And I said, well, Miss Christie, why don't you just come to Madisonville and check it out? And she said, would next Friday be okay? And here we sit today. And that is a trend story.
They're way, way more.
It's just been a very positive boon for this community and West Decatur. And I think we'll see a lot of growth happening in West Decatur, that Calcery. I'm going to introduce our first special guest. It's a pleasure to do it. Very sure honor. Since the beginning of this administration, Governor Beshears has announced over 1,100 private sector expansions and new locations, totaling $35 billion. That's 60,000 jobs he's created in the state. This figure, secured during his heir, a governor in his Commonwealth, is the highest in history. The highest in history. In fact, it's working villain, no doubt. It's $14 billion more than any other administration. So if you would, let's welcome our 63rd governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, Governor H. Beshears.
Michelle, it is so exciting to be in Hopkins County. I hear good things coming from Hopkins County and all of Western Kentucky. And I want to thank Bill for getting us off to such a great start. And I'm thinking about his story. And I'm thinking about him getting that email from Christie. And he might not be big on emails, but he's lucky he got that from Christie. Because Christie's partner, Jerry, is also an attorney. And it might have seemed a little different coming from him. And then thank you for the kind words on economic development. That's not me, that's us. Setting records for Kentucky benefits every single Kentucky family. It breaks through any of the division, any of the craziness, any of the chaos of the world, and it just delivers good things for our families. So I'm really proud. And together we secured more private sector investment than any other administration now. It is $17 billion more than any other administration.
Good team, thank you, Tracy.
And I know that because the guys in second place's name is Steve Beshear. Boo, as a building on this campus named after, which means I will always love Madisonville Community College. Oh, I'm excited to be in Madisonville today to celebrate such an exciting announcement. Thanks to Toby and Brad for having us here at the Glema Marr Center for the Arts. What an incredible facility. You gotta be so proud of it. Today's announcement builds on the incredible success of the film industry that Kentucky is seeing in recent years. And it emphasizes something Team Kentucky is so good at, working together to make big and important things happen. The new West Kentucky Film Commission. How good does that sound for West Kentucky? The new West Kentucky Film Commission is a collaboration between local leaders in Hopkins County, Madisonville, Bowling Green, Oak Grove, Franklin, Central City, Henderson, Owensboro, Paducah, and more. I want to particularly give a shout out to Mayor Kevin Cotton, Bill Rudd, Jack Whitfield, Tricia Knoll. All those are part of the brains behind the West Kentucky Film Commission. Thank you all for your work. It is great to be surrounded by people who love where they're from and who want to showcase their community all over the world. In many ways, that's what our New Kentucky Home Initiative is all about. As we're breaking record after record in Kentucky, we want to share the things we love about Kentucky with the rest of the world. It's that idea that it's not just great to do business or make a film in Kentucky. It's great to live in Kentucky. And we, people who have a stronger sense of home than I think anybody else in the country, are the perfect messengers through this commission and every other way to be able to say what we love about Kentucky to the world with an invitation to join. That's how I think we continue to break those records, to get to the next level, by making sure that people don't just see a good place, they see a culture that they want to be a part of. When I think about film, I think about storytellers. And there's something about the story of Kentuckians that people across the country and across the world can relate to. That is our strong sense of place and our pride. There's an authenticity to us, to Kentuckians, that shines through when we relate to others. It's that last connection to get back to Kentucky, because we always have to take a connection. Where people, you start seeing either people you know or people in Kentucky gear, and you get that feeling, and you start those special conversations. It's our warmth. It makes others want to come here and see what we're all about, and it makes filmmakers want to come here and showcase us. We've seen a massive uptick in movie productions across Kentucky. Ethan Hawke filmed Wildcat Gear a couple of years ago. Dustin Hoffman filmed a feature film in Kentucky. Kustan Zand is from Kentucky and finally came back to fill another one in Kentucky. Like the rest of Kentucky's economy, our profile in the film industry has been surging to new heights, and this film commission is going to make sure that West Kentucky is a part of those new heights. Like most of our success, this is a story about teamwork, of sticking together and making decisions to move our state not left, not right, but forward. It's that idea that when people wake up in the morning, they're not thinking about politics, they're thinking about their job and whether they can make it and provide their kids a better life. They're thinking about their next doctor's appointment. They're thinking about the roads and bridges they drive every day. They're thinking about the public school they drop their kids off at. And they're thinking about public safety in their community. All of that is the place that we're from and how we feel about. And every time we invest in that, we help every single Kentuckian. And we leave no one out and no one behind. Think about where our film industry is going. According to a recent report in Bloomberg, Kentucky is leading the entire nation in the increased spending on film production, clocking in at a full 800% higher than the next state. The star of that new initiative is Kentucky Entertainment Incentive, one where we learn from some mistakes in the past, recognize how important this industry is. Since 2022, through that incentive, we've now invested more than $230 million to support productions across the Commonwealth, and they helped create 22,000 good jobs. Just this last year, I signed a bill to create the Kentucky Office of Film and Development to try to bring in those industry professionals to help us reach that next height and the next height. It is going to be a hub for industry coordination in the state, and it's going to make sure West Kentucky is a big part of where we go moving forward. And just a few months ago, I was with these folks in Owensbury as we help cut the ribbon on the brand new Kentucky Sound Stage. What that means is there is a state-of-the-art film and music production facility that's going to attract top-tier talent already in and operational in Western Kentucky. And now, the West Kentucky Film Commission will be a magnet for creative people and creative work, bringing even more good folks to our new Kentucky Hub, making your communities their new Kentucky Hub, and showing off our new Kentucky Hub in film after film after film. This is how we take these last 5 years of incredible progress in economic development and job creation and ensure we're creating decades of prosperity for our people. Because like we said earlier, we are on a massive economic development win streak, and we got to make sure it lifts everyone up. Together, we've broken that record for private sector investment. We've broken the record for new jobs. We've broken the record for the best three-year average for wages. We've broken our tourism record twice, and I'll let you in on a secret. We broke it a third time. We're just calculating that last set of numbers. We now have more Kentuckians working, more jobs filled, and a larger workforce than ever before in our history. Those are all successes that people want to be a part of, that the film industry wants to be a part of, and can help us not stop where we are, but keep moving forward. I think it's safe to say, with the West Kentucky Film Commission, the Commonwealth is ready for our close on it. I had to throw one in. And let me tell you, I was looking forward to coming here, especially after the last 10 days. As you all know, we had a massive tornado hit especially Laurel County and their commercial area in Pulaski County. Walking through the devastation, I'd seen it before. I'd seen it in Dawson, and I'd seen it in Mayfield, where I came from. It was through that chaos that I met incredible family, like the Blades family and the McKnight family. Charisma Deputy Governor, it's good to see you again. Thank you to your dad for law enforcement and Yvonne for public education. That's a great couple of Kentuckians. But I thought a lot about you all this last week. You all are a testament to resilience, a testament to strength of rebuilding and of community. Every single part of the area that this film commission covers came to the aid of the communities that were hit. And now you're a beacon of hope. Because just like these two families and others, I stood next to couples that looked at what used to be their home with they were in the actual path, not from the 2 feet of rubble. And they were saying familiar things. They were saying, where do I start? But then 6, 8, or 12 people would walk up and say, why don't you start with us? I want you to know that I'm here today because I'm very excited about what we're doing, about bringing new jobs, but I will always be in awe of what these communities have done, how you all have stood for each other. And I think that's part of the new Kentucky home that everybody sees, including these filmmakers. They see good people who care about each other. And in the darkest of times, we never turn on each other. We turn to each other. We help lift each other up, and we are fulfilling that promise of rebuilding every house and every life. I'll never forget the moment because the church my granddad preached at in Dawson for 40 plus years was flat. It was right in the direction of the tornado. In fact, I didn't know it was there. I'll never forget the moment that somebody walked behind me, put a business card in my coat pocket, and said, I just rebuilt your granddad's church. I can still feel it today. Remember the next time I got to Dawson, I immediately went there and no one was there, and I was peering through the windows and I was worried that the police had come. And then I realized I was with Kentucky State Police, so I would do okay. But I know we're here today to talk about the progress of the film industry, and that progress wouldn't be possible without the incredible progress since December of 2021 that I was proud to be a part of. Good our leaders who get on the ground every single day deserve so much credit. You all are accustomed to the American spirit, and I can't wait to make sure we get the baseball field back up and running. We get the pool back in the park in Dawson. That we make sure that we get every single family back in that forever home that they can be safe in. And because of what we're doing today, there's going to be lots more good jobs, not just for those individuals living in that home, but for their kids. And this will be one of the first times in our life where we can truly say a child growing up in West Kentucky could dream about being in the movies, can dream about making the movies, can dream about directing the movies, or to be a part of any aspect of that production. And thanks to Ruth that's put all this together and all the leaders that bought in and believed, we're making it a reality for your kids and for mine. I needed this after the last 10 days. God bless y'all. We love you. This is a big win for West Kentucky. Big thanks and all our rebuilding Teffer to Jack Whitfield. My goodness. Owner Kravitz, County Judge. I've been proud to stand by. Don't care what party either of us are at. Not when it comes to helping our people. And you have done so much for members of my family and everybody else. His partner in doing that. That has never worried about city limits. In fact, when that second set of tornadoes kicked through in some of the same towns, he was sending everything he had to help. He's been there every step of the way. He led during the pandemic, hosting his own 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock updates. And that's a really great mayor who's helped lead this area. Our next speaker is Mayor Kevin Kahn.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being part of what is history in Western Kentucky. It is truly a team effort. It does not happen with just one of us. It doesn't happen with just one organization. We couldn't do it without the continued support of our legislators approving the budget to allow these incentives to continue. So we have with us Representative Wade Williams and Senator Robbie Mills. Give them a hand. And a partner is an understatement in Jack Whitfield. Judge Jack Whitfield has been an amazing person to work with, to lean on, to be laid the guest, to fuss with, to argue with, and to love one another when it comes to some of the toughest times in our community. Judge Jack Whitfield is an incredible individual. And I want to say thank you for your support in the West Kentucky Film Commission and all the things that you do for Hopkins County. We would not be here today if it was not from some crazy email from an individual that nobody knew. How many of you just kind of ignore emails from time to time? I know that there are several of you in here. I see several of you raising your hands in the back. We did not ignore this, bro. It was a little strange. It was from Christy Kildick. It was not from the attorney, Jeremy Weeble. But once he got involved, oh my goodness. The language in some of those emails that went back and forth. But Jeremy and Christy brought to us this opportunity for film in Western Kentucky. And I remember, I mean, we were going to go over and spend an hour with her, and poor Bill Rudd, 10 hours later, was dropping her back off in the parking lot after getting her a tour of not just Hopkins County, but surrounding counties as well. Answering her questions, she was just in awe of all the things that she saw that were opportunities in our community. So thank you for believing in Western Kentucky, Christy and Jeremy. Thank you for bringing this field commission to our attention and an opportunity that we could serve in a greater way to showcase what Western Kentucky and really what Kentucky as a whole has to offer. Because how many of you know that maybe the thoughts of what LA may think of Kentucky are a little different than what it is when they get here, right? It's completely different because when we are able to tour with those writers and directors, they're in awe of what Kentucky has to offer because they had something different in their mind. But when they get here, they're amazed. Bill Rudd, thank you for being the president of our economic development part-time for 60 hours a week for the past few years. And we are extremely excited for your retirement. But if it hadn't have been for you taking a risk and saying, yes, let's take this and do something with it, we wouldn't be where we are today. As we walked in to meet with Trish Knoll at the Hopkins County Tourist and Convention Commission, and if anybody knows Trish Knoll, you know that she has these facial expressions, right? And she gives us more as soon as we walk in the door. And we're like, we just need you to listen for just a minute. I need you to have an open mind. She's like, oh my goodness, where's this going? And I promise I only take to her good, solid opportunities for tourism and nothing's getting it. But she said, yes, let's take this risk. Let's dive in and see what happens. And because of that, we've already been successful with two movies being produced in Madisonville and the surrounding communities. But this is bigger than just Madison or Hopkins County. It is giving us an opportunity to share with the entire western part of the state. And we still have calls even today coming in and saying, we want to be a part of this film commission we just learned about, and how do we join up? It's about working together. We just got back from a trip where we were able to take six other cities across the state to showcase Kentucky to the entire nation. And what we heard was, wow, Kentucky really knows how to show up. They didn't realize it. They didn't know about Kentucky until we brought other communities with us. So thank you for all of the communities that said, yes, we want to be a part of the West Kentucky Film Commission. Franklin was the first one to jump on board and say, we've heard a rumor that you're going to be doing the film commission. How do we join in? And Trish was like, oh, Mayor, Franklin's called. What do we do? But we reached back out to the experts, Jeremy and Christy, and they're like, hey, listen, this is an opportunity that we have that we can showcase all of Western Kentucky west of I-65. Because sometimes we may be forgotten about on this side of the state. But not anymore. Not anymore. We are now standing as West Kentucky. We're going to showcase who we are. We're going to bring in those additional jobs and those additional opportunities. And we could do it together better. So thank you so much for saying yes. Thank you for being here. Thank you, for Governor, for your words and if your investment into the film industry. We couldn't do it without everybody working together. So thank you very much, and thank you for being here. A great honor to introduce to you one of the Western Kentucky's finest tourism directors, Trish Knoll.
I'm giving him one of those looks. He makes me nervous. On behalf of the Hopkins County Tourist and Convention Commission, I'm the welcome governor to Madisonville and Hopkins County today. The last time we were together in Hopkins County down in Dawson Springs, you were here to support the creation of our West Kentucky Barbecue Trail. And we appreciate you being here today to help support our creation of our new marketing initiative, the West Kentucky Film Commission. And I promise you, if we had any film producers that need some extras from one of their movies, I'm going to suggest they call you first, okay? And I expect you to be here. I want to take this opportunity to personally thank our legislators, Representative Wade Williams and Senator Robbie Mills, for continuing to support and push forward the Kentucky film incentives. It's these incentives that have allowed for Kentucky to emerge as an attractive destination for the film industry. And as we all know, strength comes in numbers, and we are so proud here in Hopkins County to join with the other communities, Bowling Green, Oak Grove, Franklin, Paducah, Henderson, Owensboro, Century City, and Greenville to position Western Kentucky as a rising star in the film industry. We look forward to working together to create a long-term creative economy in our region. Thank you, my friends. It is my pleasure to introduce my new friend, Jeremy Linton, who is a native Hopkins Countyan, now resides in Louisville, as the governor said, is an attorney. We won't hold that against him. He also has some side gigs, I guess we could say, as a film producer and owns some other film-related businesses in Western Kentucky. Jeremy Welker.
Thank you all for being here. Governor, thank you for being here. We're lucky to have a governor who believes and supports the economic impact that the creative industry can have. We are fortunate that we have such a good governor that really embodies the hard work that comes out of Western Kentucky. The people of Western Kentucky can literally do anything. Andy May will be president one day. And it isn't just a film office, it's a united front. All these cities and counties have come together with one goal, and that's to bring film, television, and media production to our region and to build a sustainable creative economy right here at home. That all the cities that are included in the commission, thank you for 20. Franklin, you have a special place in my heart. The list is growing every week, and that's a beautiful thing to see. What we're doing here is rare. All the cities and counties coming together across geographical islands and jurisdictions with a shared vision and mutual respect. That unity, that would be our raised strength. I think back to when I was in high school here at South Hopkins High School. I drive past Oak Grove, chasing a dream. That dream led me to a Southeastern United States Boxing Championship. That led me to promote my first fighting show down by Kentucky at Berkeley Lake. That led me to the University of Kentucky, where I became a national champion boxer and was honored as Boxer of the Year. I took that discipline into the courtroom, fighting for clients, winning cases that nobody thought I had a chance of winning, and recovering millions of dollars from my clients. But none of that compares with today. Today is not just about me, but it's about everybody in this room and this region. Thanks to the Kentucky Entertainment Incentive and the overwhelming collaboration across Western Kentucky, we can now the people of places like Atlanta, Austin, New Orleans. We offer something they don't. Authentic stories, real American landscapes, and a workforce that is as tough as their town. So we're going to take this opportunity and we're going to throw this region. We're hitting the ground running with two initiatives in this first year. We're going to represent West Kentucky at AFM, which is the American Film Market, which is the largest film trade show in the world. And then we're going to launch a regional film festival called the Real American Film Festival. That's going to rotate around with member cities, that it gives every community a chance to have a spotlight on them. So to every leader who believed in us, thank you. To everybody that joined, thank you. And to those thinking about joining, welcome. Because the table's big enough for air to gather around just changing the image of Western Kentucky. We're changing its future. The next speaker is the one who taught me everything about the movie industry. And she is a great person with creative and business sense, Christy Kior.
Hi, everyone. Nice to see everyone I know and hi to my new friends. So this is very much a full circle moment, where 8 months ago, we filmed right here, Lower City, on the Will Be Paul Clinton from Mozart at the Key, Ear Nancy, the Western Kentucky Film Commission, and I could not be upper. In March of 2023, I came to Kentucky and to go on TV show to change my life. I found out about the Kitaki Energy Medicine. I said, how is it that Goli knows about this? And I must go back immediately. And literally 2 weeks later, Otoo Okitaki from LA packed up half my staff and thought, I'll be here half time. I said, temporary wait here full time. So what is this incentive? I always had to put this all on the table. I know a lot of people are like, I don't understand what this is. I don't want to explain what we're doing and why we're doing it. So the incentive allows Hollywood producer, that's enabling New York or Los Angeles or Atlanta to come here, make a movie, and make between 30 and 35 cents for every dollar that they spent here. A lot of people go, why are we doing that? Why are we calling me money? Yet enough by Aganani the Pet. So when that production comes here, they are pouring money in from the production itself, but they're also spending money in locally too, with the crew that is staying here. Like, they're filling up their gas tanks, they're staying in hotels. It is a ripple effect. So with the commission has a couple of purposes. And everyone's kind of touched on it today, but I won't kind of go down into the specifics of it because I need all your help in this room. So we are a marketing agency. We need to put as much spotlight on the cities that are part of this, a part of Western Kentucky Film Commission, and shine that back to Hollywood, LA, everywhere, right? LA, New York, Atlanta. Louisville has a great contingency because of the Derpy, right? So everyone knows that, but Western Kentucky is where it's at. The other part of the commission, Jeremy touched on some initiatives that we're going to be starting, but I'm most excited about is working with all the partner cities in this to really develop a film industry in the cities. It's everything from locations, it's job creation. I need to speak to as many of the universities as possible so we can create jobs for people. There's very transferable skills that exist within my industry that can be transferred here. When I came here because of the incentive, and I saw what Georgia Dika. Not going to bring Georgia traffic. Don't worry, I was here to comment too. No Georgia traffic, I promise. But what Georgia did wrong was they brought in all of these big companies from outside to fill money. We're not going to do that. We're going to all work together to get businesses to be able to do this. So, for example, we have any boutique owners here. We need wardrobe. Right? That wardrobe can be in any booby. We need hotels, clearly. We need cars, dealerships. You're in picture cars, you have opportunity. So one of the keys is with the commission is to really educate how businesses and local communities can get involved in this beyond just doing acting, right? Like, yes, it's always fucking unimookie. See yourself up on the big screen. It's amazing. But this is actually a career path. This is all I've done since I was 20 years old, is this industry. I've been very fortunate to do that. So I need everyone's help in this room, and we're going to go out. We're going to get Western Kentucky in the spotlight, but I need help to keep that. So I beg for you. Sorry, the emotional app. Governor Bashir, thank you. You're a great leader. I saw you in Kentucky, Jeremy. Oh. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being a great leader. Thank you again for showing up today. You know, you made this a home for me, and like, you showing up consistently really shows who you are as a human and a leader, and I greatly appreciate that. Mayor Kindergarten, your leadership, I've never seen it in my life, and you deserve all of the praise in the world. You have a vision that I'm like anyone I've ever seen. And you're very make fun of me for saying that, I know, after the sixth, because you don't like to take the compliments. But please do. Jack, you are consistent. I know if I have a problem, if I have a solution, I know I could call on you. No question.
Now, Bill Rudd.
You dare me to come here because you didn't think I was going to show up. And now you can't get rid of me because I have a statue. So, but it's certainly one of the best friendships I have that I greatly value. And thank you. And then to my partner, Jeremy. I called the commissioner. You're the first person who believed in the vision. And I'm so grateful for that. and I couldn't have a better for her than do. So what we're going to do is we're just trying to shine spotlight on Western Kentucky.
You're about Louisville, Lexington. No more Louisville, Lexington. Everything's going to happen to Western Kentucky. We're all going to read and ever work together. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening to me. Call me, please. I need help, and I want to build this, and I'm on this bunch too as I blow it, and I can't express it enough. I stay up for all day and do my love story for Kentucky. And that was after 25 years in LA, so this place beats a hands down. So, thank you again, and I'm going to bring out the writer, producer, extraordinaire of the trailer you all saw at the beginning of the movie, Michelle Gonzalez.
Wow. There's so much to say. I am so thrilled, so honored, so grateful to be part of this incredible new initiative here in Western Kentucky. Where to begin? So I moved from LA to Louisville. Because I didn't know, but I moved because I'm the Kentucky Entertainment Sensitive. And because this catalyst of Queen is Risk Kilday, who really planted the seed of you should come to Kentucky and see how much there is big. I was like, never in Kentucky, I have no idea. You know what? Sure. Let's just say yes. What could possibly be wrong? Literally nothing was wrong. It was that market though. And that's so rare. And so, again, it leaves such a wave of momentum with how much I was able to accomplish for not just one film, but two films, and then three films, because we cast another one and we filmed it in January. But anyways, this moment today is not just about a trailer premiere. No, it is about so much war. Let me just take it. When we filmed A Christmas Pitch right here in Madison, no, we didn't just make a movie. No, we created jobs, we supported local businesses, and we planted the seeds for a thriving creative economy. And it was because of the Kentucky Entertainment Incentive that we were able to bring on investors to produce A Christmas Pitch, as well as Playing Through Mozart, which was our first feature film, and it filmed some of the most pivotal scenes right here on this beautiful stage of the Glamour Mar Center for the Arts. And we have so much more in the works, which means more opportunities for local talent, for students, and for local businesses throughout the region. So what you see is that we're building something much greater. You're part of a much bigger story with this new film, The Mission. Oh my goodness, I have so much to say, I got lost. So thank you to the Kentucky Entertainment Incentive. We're excited to build so much more. And even though the cameras might stop rolling when we say that's a wrap, we know that the impact that we create is going to go far beyond the FIEC. And it is thanks to these two that we're able to do this, and thanks to the initiative in the States. Thank you for your leadership. We're so excited. And this is just the beginning for Western Kentucky to have a starry role in the TV and film industry. So thank you all so much for celebrating this giant moment and for celebrating the future of the Creewood and Tappa. Thank you so much.
What's everybody's fire? I'm not going to tell any more funny stories. I'm not going to tell a story about, I'm going to tell my age a little bit. Governor Beshears, I'm going to pick on your dad for a bit. Y'all remember Bill Cox? Used to be the mayor of Trucking Bill? They were sitting on stage. Bill Cox was sitting next to Dunn. Beshears, time. And after God, keep it. Beshears, Governor Beshears looked out, said, you know, there's not a lot of people here. And Bill Cox in his quick said, you know, this on a degree host 7,000 people. There's a whole lot of people in here. So it's 2,500 seat. Here's that face. So thank y'all. If you would, we're closing. But if you want to come up and ask Christy, Jeremy, Michelle, some questions with the governor for me. I know he's on the schedule. Feel free to come up and ask questions. They need your support and your hand. Hey, Doc, come.